The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. I feel like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But for what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
Good morning. This is Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, and it's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
AgingButDangerous.com inspires and empowers women over 50 to self-actualize, to self-fulfill and live their lives to the absolute fullest.
And that usually means you need to reduce your butt.
Yeah, I'm working on my butt, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm so tired of not feeling comfortable in sleeveless dresses. And I have decided that I don't care if my arms are a little flabby, I'm going to reduce my butt and not suffocate myself this summer, and I'm going to wear sleeveless dresses. So,
well,
there.
Good for you. Good for you. And as we all know, as we get older, our arms do get a little flabby, and Suzanne, yours are in pretty good shape, but I think that even if they aren't, that if you want to, go ahead and wear that sleeveless blouse. Because if you want to do something, don't let your age stand in your way.
All right. And then you can, AgingButDangerous.com is really about women being all they can be at any age. And so, you know, just do what you want to do and have fun life.
Have a fun life.
Don't get hung up on your flabby guns. So, speaking of being all you can be, our guest is really a pretty awesome topic that I think applies to all of us, which is travel.
Yes, and our guest today is Sandy Lovick with Travel Leaders, and she's got all sorts of tips and great things to tell us, and we're really looking forward to that. That should be really good information.
Well, and I took a trip. I went on a trip
last weekend. Where'd you go?
I went to Springfield, Missouri. Does that count?
Did you fly?
No, I could have actually probably crawled there, but I didn't. But I have to tell a funny story because I ran into one of our ABD members, and we're always talking about how dangerous we are. So I was telling her a story about something that had happened to me, and she looked at me and she goes, well, yesterday, she goes, I put on 2 pair of underwear.
Oh, come on.
And I said, oh, my gosh, how did you do that? And she said, I have no idea. She said, I went in to go to the bathroom, and I pulled my little undies down, and oh, surprise, surprise. So talk about aging but dangerous. I really felt pretty good after that.
Yeah, so. I would think so.
And then my parents, I visited my parents, of course, that live there, and my mom said, well, you can't go with us Saturday night because we're going to a party at the club. And it says members only on the newsletter, and all the posters and everything around the club are very, very specific. And it says members only in big letters on everything. So I'm like, fine, no big deal. I'll just go be with my sister, who's also aging but dangerous. And so then on Saturday afternoon, I hear them talking, and I say, what are they talking about? They had figured out that Members Only was the name of the band.
Oh, come on. Oh, that is hysterical.
Oh, oh my gosh. So anyway, when you're aging but dangerous, traveling isn't always is always an adventure, that's for sure.
Well, and you won't believe what happened to me a few weeks ago when I went away for the weekend with some women my age, and we got ready to go to bed that night, and I took out my contacts, and I didn't have my saline solution. So I grabbed a glass, put some water in it, and put my contacts in the water. The next morning I woke up and I looked over, and Kathy was taking her vitamins, and she was using my water that had my contacts in them.
Oh my gosh, she drank your contacts?
She drank my contacts. $150.
Oh, plus you were blind for the
whole
rest of the trip.
Plus, I know. I couldn't see. You know me without my glasses, and I didn't bring my glasses, so I really learned a lesson there. But boy, she drank my contacts.
Well, and another one of our members told us that she had a tendency to get engaged when she's on vacation.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? And how does that work? I didn't even want to know, actually. But then she doesn't have to deal. She says she doesn't have to deal with, like, the issues of day-to-day life. So go figure, to each their own.
I know.
So anyway, we're about helping women identify their passions and find purpose in the second half of their lives. And if you want to get involved and engaged on vacation, then you just go for it.
And we have so many opportunities for women over 50, like our website. We have followers in 7 countries worldwide and almost every state in America.
I know. And so go to our website and go to agingbutdangerous.com and look at all the fantastic stuff we do. And we have a great swarm coming up, and our swarms are places, it's where we gather, we go to different places, we have conversation, we support each other, we learn things, and
I am so excited that our next swarm is the Martini Jump Skydive on July 14th. I cannot wait.
And look what you've gotten us into, Matilda.
I know, but I love it. I'm addicted, Suzanne.
I know.
So, you know, and so are a lot of other Aging But Dangerous members once they do it.
Why are you so passionate about skydiving? I don't get it.
Well,
you know, why would you want to repeatedly jump out of a good airplane?
I know, but and until you do it, you know, you don't do it, so it's hard for you to understand. But it's just a real adrenaline rush. The free fall is just exhilarating, and it just keeps getting better and better each time I do it.
So you go to agingbutdangerous.com to sign up?
Yes, on our website, and click on Skydive, and it will take you to all the information and the sign up. You are listening to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne, and we will be right back.
You could plan your own trip, guessing at the best sites to see and places to stay.
This doesn't look like the pictures we saw online.
Or you could let the pros at Travel Leaders use their expertise to personalize your best trip ever. They promise, when your journey from a dream to a great story includes them, you travel better. That's Travel Leaders in Stillwater, Woodbury, Maple Grove, and Eden Prairie. To get your story started, call 651-789-8862 or click tvlleaders.com.
This is Lisa Edival, the sushi empress of Tiger Sushi. I love to shop, and I love to eat sushi. And that's what led me to open Tiger Sushi at the Mall of America. Everything there on my menu is made from scratch, and every one of my amazing dipping sauces is lovingly handcrafted by my chefs. And if you're vegetarian or gluten-free, I have a special menu just for you. It's patio weather, finally! Join me outside this summer on my gorgeous patio at Tiger Sushi 2 in Uptown. We're always dog-friendly there. And you can book my patio for your party for free for groups of 25 to 100 people. Just call Tiger Sushi or contact me on my website at www.tigersushiusa.com.
So what did you do this weekend?
Well, I was in bed for most of it.
Oh, no. Were you sick?
Nope. I went to the Smitten Kitten on Friday and,
Oh, so you and John had quite the weekend.
Well, he was there for some of it.
The Smitten Kitten, a progressive adult store for everybody. Find a happy, healthier, sexier, and more inspiring love life at 3010 Lindale Avenue South or at smittenkittenonline.com.
Sometimes legalese just sounds like a bunch of fancy terms that mean nothing.
Here too, and henceforth, the hearsay of the litigant, habeas corpus, mitigating circumstances.
At Lohman Abdo Law Firm, they communicate in plain English, listening to and working with each client to formulate the best plan for a particular case. Plus, you get the expertise and resources of a big firm with the cost efficiency and attention of a smaller firm. Visit Lohman.com or call Margie Bodas at 612-336-9329.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. More juicy stories and sizzling topics, and we are going to talk about travel, getting it on with your jet or your motorcycle or your bicycle.
We have with us today our guest, which is Sandy Lovick from Travel Leaders. And Sandy, we're really happy to have you with us today. Oh.
Thanks, Jean. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, and we have some really good topics coming up with you. One thing we'd like to know is, what is the up-and-coming destinations?
There are several. I think South America kind of tops the list. People who have been all over Europe, they're looking for something new, and South America offers a great variety. You have everything from the tango in Argentina to the beaches of Rio de Janeiro and the falls of Iguazu. And if you want something really, really special, visit Chile. Chile's got fjords, they've got mountains, they've got beaches, you name it, and even a desert.
Wow, so, and that's something you wouldn't really think about.
No, absolutely not. And then we can go back to Europe, but we just do Eastern Europe. That's an area that most people haven't been able to visit. And some of us remember the days of communism. But Eastern Europe's gorgeous. The Czech Republic has one of the most beautiful cities in the world in Prague, or small towns like Český Krumlov. And you've got Romania and Bulgaria. So there's a lot in Eastern Europe as well.
And Sandy's sitting here and her eyes are just twinkling because she's so excited talking about these countries. I mean, it just sounds fabulous. One thing we'd like to know is, what important item do travelers omit from their travel plans? What is the one thing?
I think more than anything else, Jean, it's insurance, trip insurance. People spend a considerable amount of money to plan a gorgeous trip, just a wonderful trip, but they don't protect themselves with trip insurance, and I highly recommend it. Insurance is all about protecting yourself what you don't expect to happen. So whether you may become ill, your children, maybe a grandparent, something happens while you're traveling, you need to really protect yourself or your investment with trip insurance. Think about, in this day and age, most plans that you make are non-refundable, so you pay up front. You need trip insurance in case the unexpected happens.
And they get that insurance through you when they book their trip.
Absolutely. We okay. always recommend trip insurance, and we can help them to purchase that.
Okay, good. What do you think of escorted tours?
Oh, escorted vacations are just a wonderful value.
What does that even mean? That's what I want to know. I'm not even sure I understand what that means.
You are absolutely correct, and I think that there are so many images of escorted vacations. Some people remember them as like the movie back in, if it's Tuesday, it must be Belgium, where you got up early in the morning, you went all day long. Escorted vacations are simply a good value. They're all about traveling with a plan where you get hotels, you have an escort, you have your transportation provided. And so it's just an excellent, excellent value in travel. And I don't know about you, but anybody who's ever traveled, done something on their own, visited maybe a beautiful cathedral or a great historic site, and they have no idea what they saw.
Right.
Yeah, so escorted vacations mm-hmm. takes care of that because you have somebody along, a guide, maybe different guide from city to city that you visit, but it's somebody who knows what you're seeing.
So if somebody booked a trip, they would say, I want an escorted trip.
Yes, you'd say, we'll even offer that as an escorted vacation.
Okay.
But the biggest myth about it used to be that everybody thought an escorted vacation was for old people. And that's not the case. Or that there was too much rigidity. That's not the case. 50% of your time is strictly at your own leisure.
Okay, good. Do you have some personal tips, Sandy, for making travel easier, which we all would love to know about?
You know, there's a couple. Some are as simple as make sure you carry some small bills, $1 bills, $5 bills, so that you have some, easy access to tipping money.
How much total, what would you suggest?
I think you should plan more about the length of your trip. So maybe estimate 5 $1 bills a day. And some days you won't use that many, some days you'll use more. And have a couple $5 bills. Depending, if you're traveling with a lot of luggage, dollar's not going to do it, but $5 may. So that's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
For a personal thing, my husband and I like to do, we like to carry walkie-talkies.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. It's nice because, if you're traveling internationally, cell phones cost you a lot of money, and we're used to those here. But I like to carry the walkie-talkies. When I'm traveling with my girlfriends and there's a group of us and we're in a shop somewhere and, boy, we found a hot deal, those walkie-talkies are going. Oh, you got to get down here. You got to see where we are.
I love that idea.
Another little thing, Jean, that people might want to think about is make sure before you leave you make copies of your passport, the inside of your passport, and then do one of two things. Make sure you give your passport copy to your friend who you're traveling with, or scan it and email it to yourself. Email it to yourself at an email account, like maybe a Gmail or a Hotmail, that you can access while you're traveling. So that if you do lose it, you go to any internet cafe, pull that information up, or share it with your friend, and it'll make replacing that passport much far simpler.
Okay, that's good to know, because you always think if you lose your passport, that's it. So the records really help, even if it's a copy.
You bet. And credit cards, the same way. Make sure you have copies of your credit cards. Another little item that I would like to recommend is for those of the travelers who have maybe an iPhone or a smartphone, consider putting Skype on it. I was just with a friend. She had Skype on her iPhone. She was talking to her husband long distance, and they were, chatting and looking at each other.
And showing pictures. You could show a picture.
Absolutely.
Of what you're looking at.
Yes. And you know what? There's no long distance cost to that.
Oh, I love that. That's a great idea. Great idea. Well, tell us a little bit about cruising in Europe.
Oh.
We're very interested in that.
Yes.
Yes, we are, because I think we're going to actually do this, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yes.
Jean Suzanne, cruising in Europe is really special because it's a way to see Europe that you couldn't do on your own, and you couldn't do it in the time. So, for example, let's use a Mediterranean cruise. You could do a 7-day cruise. You could see 3 countries, maybe 4 or 5 ports of call. You would never be stressed. It's because you're traveling in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get to spend the day at port. You don't have to pack and unpack. You have wonderful meals. And you're seeing exotic destinations. For example, you could start out in Italy, see Rome, go to Sicily, and then cruise to Greece and spend a day in Athens. One of my favorite ports of call on a cruise like this is Kushadasi, Turkey.
Oh.
And it's got one of the best ruins, the best shopping, you name it. And so you get a lot in a very short journey, and you get the best of the ship as part of your destination.
Let's go, Susie. Let's go.
I think so, too. I love that not having to pack and unpack.
Right.
That drives me nuts.
Get all of our aging but dangerous friends.
And then you get to share your experiences every night at dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's so great. Tell us a little bit about experiential travel. I'm fascinated by that topic.
Oh, yes. And everyone who travels now expects an experience, a very individual experience. Gina, I think something
intrigues you is a cooking class in Tuscany.
Yes, I've always wanted to do that.
For me, it was a wine tour in the Barossa Valley of Australia. Some people want a very calm bike trip through France. Somebody else wants a Harley-Davidson ride through the parks, the national parks. And, you know, there's just so much to do. I jumped off of a mountain in Turkey with a parasail.
Oh, Sandy, that's great.
But almost everybody wants to check something off of their bucket list.
Yes, yes, they do. That bucket list is so important at our age.
Oh, very important, and there is just so many things to do throughout the world.
I know, that's great.
Well, I've always loved Australia, and I've been to Sydney, but I haven't really gotten out into Australia. Is that a good destination?
Australia is another one of those hot destinations, and I mean hot by popular and somewhere everyone wants to go. What makes Australia special is you can go up to the Great Barrier Reef area around Cairns, and you could dive or you could snorkel, and you can visit the rainforest. It's just fantastic. But then, as you say, you've got Sydney. You can climb the Harbour Bridge. That's a fascinating experience to be tethered to the bridge. You can go down to Melbourne, and you can see the little penguins, go along the coastline. I had a kangaroo outside of my hotel. Well, it wasn't a hotel, but it was a little cabin door. That kangaroo must have been 7 to 8 feet tall, and he was looking me right in the eye.
Oh, woo.
And then we can go, we talked about the Barossa Valley close to Adelaide, and there is the most fascinating island called Kangaroo Island. That's just outside of Adelaide that you can get to by ferry or by a short hopper flight. And you see kangaroos, sea lions. It's just amazing. And you go in, it's not like going into a zoo. You are out in the wild and you are, making a trek. It's just fascinating. So Australia definitely meets the expectations of most travelers.
Sandy, would you tell us about where your offices are and about Travel Leaders?
Yes.
How do they find you online?
I have 4 Travel Leaders offices, so we try to make it convenient for everyone. And we have offices in Stillwater, Woodbury, Eden Prairie, and Maple Grove. And you can find us either by just calling one simple local number at 651-439-3522 or find us online at www.tvlleaders.com. That's 2 L's in a row.
Thank you, Sandy. We really appreciate you being here. We've really enjoyed this.
Oh, thanks, Jean and Suzanne. It's been fantastic.
They say you only live once, so it's time you live a little or a lot. Located just west of the Twin Cities, Westside Skydivers gives you an unbelievable view of the land of 10,000 lakes from 13,000 feet or 18,000 or 24,000 feet in the air. When you say jump, they say how high? Because if your skydive is once in a lifetime, they'll make sure you have a great time. They might even convince you to do it again. Westside Skydivers in Winsted. Book online at westsideskydivers.com.
Gina, you look so happy and healthy lately. Have you had some work done?
Yes, actually. On my back and my feet and...
What?
I've been going to the Bros Clinic, one of the largest chiropractic and natural healthcare centers in the Midwest. Their services help me feel my best without surgery or medications. Plus, I received a free consultation for mentioning this ad.
But aren't you in the ad?
Get on the road to optimum health. Visit the Bros Clinic in Wayzata or Medina and at thebrosclinic.com.
And my tarot cards tell me that you have a very bright future ahead of you.
Well, I'm not surprised, Madam Zora. I met with American Senior Benefits and they helped me make informed decisions on my long-term care, life insurance, annuities, and investments.
Well, it looks like they did a good job.
They sure did, and they're very passionate about helping people plan for their future.
Then why are you here, Anne?
I just wanted to tell you about American Senior Benefits, Madam Zora.
Oh, I knew that.
Visit American Senior Benefits on Facebook or at ASBM.
AMN.com.
People tend to tease so-called senior citizens about their forgetfulness. You'll never forget the great service you receive at McCarthy Cadillac in Roseville. When it comes to automobiles, McCarthy does it all. If you're looking for a new Cadillac, McCarthy has been the number one volume dealer in the state for 23 consecutive years. If you're looking for a quality used vehicle, McCarthy has hundreds of them, so you'll find virtually every make and model, both foreign and domestic. Visit McCarthy Cadillac today or go online at McCarthyAuto.com.
We are back, and it's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne, and we are so grateful you joined us this Saturday morning. If you just tuned in, we have been talking about travel. Hitting the road, Jack.
I know, the perfect mini vacation.
You do? How about, is it Margaritaville?
No, you silly goose. The Martini Jump Skydive. That experience rivals any vacation I have ever taken.
Well, that's kind of close. Margaritas, martinis, I mean.
That is close, yeah.
It's close. It's close enough.
It is.
But, you know, that's quite a statement to say it. Jumping out of an airplane rivals any vacation you've ever taken. Why do you think people get so jazzed up about falling out of the sky? I mean, Jeannie, I'm not a skydiver, but personally, I do not get all the big hoopla about it.
Well, I know you don't, and a lot of people don't that do not jump, but it is so exhilarating. It makes you feel like you can do anything. You feel so empowered, and that's what Aging But Dangerous is all about, empowering ourselves and helping other women to empower themselves.
Well, and the fact that we're attempting to set a world record, that's pretty amazing. I mean, especially at our age. And I was thinking about this. How many people do I know, do you know, that do the people out there know that in our age bracket that have recently set world records?
Not many.
That's an accomplishment that comes with extreme bragging rights.
You better believe it. And we need for all the Aging But Dangerous women out there in radio land to come and jump with us for us to be able to break our existing record. Go to our website, www.agingbutdangerous.com, and get all the details and sign up. We want all of you to join us.
Well, we do need all the help we can get because this is a really big deal. And so the support of all you awesome women out there that could come and have this experience is really important. And if you don't want to jump, come and soak in all the amazing energy. You'll create a memory for yourself that you will hang on to for the rest of your life, because just being there is quite the experience, don't you think?
Oh, of course. I mean, even if you don't jump, being there and being around it is exhilarating.
Well, what did that publisher of Parachute Magazine say to you when they wrote that article about our event?
He said, quote, "It's the most fun you can have with your clothes on."
Right. Well, so I want to ask a question. What if I do it naked?
Oh, stop it. Stop
well,
it. Okay, I dare you. I dare you, Suzanne. Come on, I dare you.
All right, well, maybe not this year.
Yeah, right. You put on a big front, girlfriend.
Well, I know. Also, didn't they used to call that all show and no go?
Yeah, right.
I think in high school I heard that once or twice, actually.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, it's a great event, and it's just would be so great if we could have the bragging rights for a world record this year. So when was the last time that you, Jean Ketchum, took a road trip?
Not for a while.
Well, if you're going to drive somewhere on your vacation this year, and if you have a General Motors automobile, we suggest you prepare for that vacation by going to McCarthy Cadillac and their service department in Roseville, and let their honest and hugely experienced mechanics check you out, baby, and your car. So they will make sure you are safe and ready for the road, and you can truly trust McCarthy Cadillac. And that's amazing, because Wally told me he was only 60 years old, so they couldn't have been around that long.
I don't know. Go to info@agingbutdangerous.com AmericanLiberty.com, everyone, and let us know what is on your mind.
And definitely go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/agingbutdangerous and give us a big thumbs up if you like us, and if you don't like us, forget it.
Yeah. We want to be liked.
We do. So thank you all for your body and your brain this morning. We have loved having you. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Join us next week, 9:30.
And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age, and that is dangerous.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now.
Got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.